Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket here at HIMSS 2024. Today, I have the privilege of hosting the amazing Eric Decker, Vice President and Chief Information Security Officer at Intermountain Health. Eric, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, all. This is always fun.
It's always fun to be with you. Look, first and foremost, before we dig in, we definitely want to talk about the strategic plan and the work being done by the council. But before we go there, tell us what your insights are thus far here at HIMSS 2024.
Well, it's a big conference again, as always. We've got some excellent sessions going on. We had a full day of cybersecurity fun at the Cybersecurity Forum. Got to host that this year, which was quite the endeavor. And I think we learned a lot. We had some fantastic presenters on that stage. We had the number two of CISA, Nitin Natarajan, who's the deputy director of CISA, gave some talks on there. HHS was there, had some great industry leaders and thought leaders there. I think we are actively talking about what real resilience means in the ecosystem of healthcare. And I think that's actually very timely with the strategic plan that we just launched 2 weeks ago. So more to go, more to talk about on that. But we're definitely stepping into a new age of what cybersecurity and healthcare looks like.
Certainly, whenever I'm looking for insights and to stay abreast, I go to your LinkedIn page. That's one of the places I like to go for updated information. And for those of you that aren't checking out Eric's LinkedIn page, definitely follow him because he's always posting some great content. And we were at Vive a couple weeks ago, and we had the opportunity to talk to Greg Garcia at the Health Sector Coordinating Council about the strategic plan that you just mentioned. And I'd love to, he made the announcement, we helped share it there. But what I'd like to do next is really unpack it and help our viewers and listeners get a feel for what are the takeaways and resources that they could get out of that plan. Yeah.
I think it's what's important is the strategic plan is a plan for the industry that was built by the industry. It took about 20 months of development that had a multifaceted set of subsectors in healthcare participate in this. I think we had about 60 to 70 individuals in total. It's a strategic plan, not just for healthcare providers and delivery, but also for plans and payers, for pharmaceutical, for medical technology, for health IT, labs. This is the whole industry and the reason why it took 20 months to build. And the tagline of what we're trying to do is back in 2017, the first strategic plan came out. It was called the HPIC Task Force Report. It was spearheaded in partnership with Health and Human Services under the Cybersecurity Act of 2015. And that plan diagnosed healthcare to be in critical condition. And so we're still in that space, unfortunately, about 5 years later, right? 7 years later, I'm sorry, can't do my math right. And so what the plan ultimately outlines is how to get us into stable condition by 2029. At the end of the day, what we did is we looked at the five core trends that are happening in healthcare, not cybersecurity trends, but healthcare trends. So it's things like emerging technology, all of the everything going on with AI, hospital into the home, value-based care. These are major movements that are happening within our industry to get to better outcomes. We have a lot of consolidation happening through mergers and acquisitions. We have a lot of financial distress that's happening. All of these are things that everybody feels across the sector. So then when you zoom in on cyber and you say, what is cyber's responsibility into these trends? What do we need to do in order to stay on top of this to get ourselves to a good place? Because we're part of that process. Let's be honest, like we're a digital ecosystem and a digital ecosystem has risks and has cyber issues associated to it. So we must be in the middle of it. So what we did is we built 10 goals. They're high level goals about what that would look like at the end of 2029 if we hit it. And 12 objectives, took a little bit of the tactics to get the momentum moving. And there's really three facets of activity that need to happen. There's things that we all need to do inside our own organizations. We don't need to wait for anybody else. We can take the plan, figure out some of these goals, and figure out how you bake this into your strategic plan and move forward. There's things that the Cyber Working Group of the Health Sector Council needs to do as the industry leads and the industry representation of our partnership. And there's things the government needs to do. The government was actually included and helped co-lead this whole initiative. So they were at the table making sure we connected in with the White House National Cybersecurity Plan, as well as HHS's Healthcare Cybersecurity Plan that was released in December. It was really coordinated, really well done. Yesterday at the forum, I got a chance to talk about it. Every single talk that I was moderating, I got up and I said, that talk was about goal 2, 5, and 7. And this one was about goal 9 and 10. And every single thing matched. So
that's fantastic.
That's actually pretty good to know that we hit the mark on what it looks like. So it's really important for the viewers to just pull a plan out, see what this looks like, and figure out where you sit inside of it.
Well, Eric, thank you very much for laying it out for us.
Yeah.
Folks, now you have the framework in the show notes. We're going to link up the framework and the goals for you to be able to access. And really, like Eric said, start within your own organization and then work outside. Eric, if you had one call to action for everybody listening today, what would it be? And what's the best place for them to follow you and get to know you better?
Sure. So the call to action, we are asking everybody to sign a statement of support for the plan. We already have about 50 organizations that have done that. You go to healthsectorcouncil.org. That is where we have the entirety of the cyber working group represented. This is where, if you're a critical owner and operator of critical infrastructure, you should be in this working group. You should be in the Health Sector Coordinating Council, bringing the non-cyber people for all the other hazards that we have to deal with, environmental, human, et cetera, and joining into this partnership so that we can secure our critical infrastructure. That's really the main call. Do that, and then you'll be able to see how we've already got 27 other publications that are out there. If you have a question about what to do in cyber, we absolutely have built you a practice guide for it, I guarantee you. And this will jumpstart you, especially now in this highly connected ecosystem that we reside in. We all have to be in this together in order for the whole system to actually operate. There are bottlenecks, there are choke points, and we must consider the full ecosystem as well protecting those. So get out there. You can find me on LinkedIn. That's probably an easy way. It's probably the best way. I really don't do Twitter or X, whatever they call it now. Or you can find me on the Health Sector Council, or these people cheering in the background.
They're cheering for Eric. I mean, like, that's what he gets when he goes everywhere. Eric, thank you so much for spending time with us. And thanks for the hard work that you, the council, and the community that you guys are working with are doing for healthcare.
Thank you.